La 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 la.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. You haven't tested.
Testing, testing.
Testing, testing. One more time.
Why? Testing, testing, testing.
All right. Well, welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the Thanksgiving show. We haven't been together doing a podcast in probably 3 or 4 months, right?
Yeah.
And now we're back. We're not doing it down in the podcast room because it's still being worked on. Slowly, but surely, whatever that means. And we're upstairs in our fly-by-night podcast. I bought a table. We set it up in the dining room. We had a nice picture behind us. Beautiful, beautiful one. That enhanced the podcast, you know, enhanced the visual.
But shut up and just, can you just honestly, what is it that you're trying to say?
That
I took a picture down because it was not in centered and it's not my favorite picture and I took it down. It just seemed easier. Okay, move on. Big deal.
I cleaned out the whole dining room for when Bonnie got home. The dining room table so we could have a little Thanksgiving dinner. You know, we're going to have Beyond Burgers and Beyond Sausage. And then the rest of the stuff you have, mashed potatoes with no real milk or stuffing.
Okay, again, what is
stuffing,
your...
Stuffing that's not... Are we going to have two kinds of stuffing? Because you don't eat gluten?
Yeah, one's... And we're going to stuff this fucking fist in your face.
Whoa.
And then we're going to have... Yeah, well, gluten-free stuffing.
Where's the dog?
In the living room.
Oh. So we'll have two stuffings. I don't even care if it's stovetop, as long as there's gluten in it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course it's going to be stovetop. What, I'm going to, like, cut up bread and make a stuffing? What?
Are we going to have gravy?
If you want gravy, I'll make gravy.
Well, for the mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Okay. Yes, there you go.
Is it going to be real gravy or canned? Well, I guess canned because
but
we're not making...
But it's going to be vegan gravy. Why would you... you don't eat meat.
Yeah. I would have vegetarian gravy.
Okay. We shall get vegetarian gravy. I don't even know what that means.
Then, mashed
potatoes. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We've been trying to do a good podcast for about 6 years now. We've never done it.
We haven't done a good podcast?
We've not ever done a good podcast. There's a dog barking in the background. Rich likes to talk about, you know, what kind of vegan food or vegetarian food. Any food issue or allergy or sensitivity that he has is absolutely appropriate and right. And anything that I don't want to eat is wrong and terrible. And in fact, yesterday I came back from Canada. I started my trip at 4:30 a.m. He picked us up at 4 p.m.
But I drove to pick you up right from Hillsboro.
It's a 50-minute drive to Newark.
Not at that time.
45.
It's about an hour and 20.
No, come
during
on.
During rush hour, you saw the traffic.
Well, on the way back. It still doesn't take that long, but I think
it took
you're
over an hour.
Okay, let's say for argument's sake you took an hour. This is
over
the point
hour
that I'm making. Thank you so much for picking us up. We could have taken an Uber back or
you
something.
Asked me three times, so obviously.
I said, are you going to pick us up? You're
three
home.
Three times, so I go, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't make
all
you.
All three times you said yeah, so.
Yeah, so then why did you keep asking me?
Because I wanted to double check.
Triple check.
Are you feeling up for picking us up at the airport? Okay, so he comes and picks us up at the airport. We get in the car.
Yeah, after it was tough to park because the cops.
Well, I understand he had problems. This isn't what I'm bringing up. I don't know what you think you're defending right now.
I'm not defending anything. I'm saying.
Oh,
what
you're
I
just
went
saying
through
that you're.
It was a lot of work. Just
it's a lot of work to pick up your loved ones from the airport. Well, I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry I put you through that.
No, you didn't put me through it. Just it was stuff that I wasn't prepared for when. You pull in and the cops are going, you can't go here. And it's bumper to bumper around the airport. Something was going on because there was a lot of the police there. But go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And so I got in the car and you said, are you guys hungry?
I didn't say that right away.
We were not out of the airport yet. We're still driving in the airport. Listen, I logged it. I said, I'm bringing this up on the podcast. So I started making mental notes. Chick, 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 chick. And he said, because I got stuff for spaghetti and sauce. And he said it like it was like we were all going to jump for joy. Lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, who's going to cook all this? He goes, you are.
They're a great cook. You know how to do the spaghetti and stuff way better than everybody.
Okay, first of all, nothing. Okay, so the spaghetti, he got regular spaghetti, obviously. So I eat gluten-free spaghetti. So I couldn't eat the spaghetti. Lobster tails, I would never eat. Even when I was eating meat, I wouldn't eat lobster because it's horrendous. They cook lobsters live.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, so that's what he said. He goes, I didn't do it. Which is how he would have been had he been a German during...
Oh, that's real nice.
He would have just been like, well, I didn't actually do the shitty stuff.
My hair looks good, doesn't it? Go ahead.
And he got... When I got home, I realized he got tomato sauce that had cheese in it. So...
What do you mean cheese?
Parmesan is cheese.
I didn't even see that on the bottle.
It's called...
Yeah, I thought it was garlic.
Garlic Parmesan sauce.
Oh, I didn't notice.
My point being, not that you have to like look out for me.
I
but
do.
But that you were going to make me make a dinner that I could not eat one thing of.
I was going to make
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you were like, you're going to make it. And then you kept saying it. I go, I'm not making you lobster tails.
I keep
tails.
Saying it. I said
yes,
it once and you said no.
Yes, then you said, come on, it's aren't you hungry? And then I said, well... I don't want that. I'm too tired to make it or whatever. And you go, okay, you can make it tomorrow night.
All right. I'll get you what you want. Like the spaghetti you want. The sauce you want. I didn't even notice the sauce.
This is very Rich Voss to just 100% think of himself.
I wasn't thinking of myself.
Did you think I was going to make you lobster tails? Like, think about it.
You just throw them in boiling water, whatever you make them. I'm going to make lobster roll. Where you can make sandwiches out of it. I only bought...
I don't care what you make. You can make whatever you want. You could, you know, go eat our neighbor for all I care.
Whoa, look at that. She looked over towards the house to...
So you knew which neighbor I was talking about.
So, let me tell you about Bonnie. I, one, have been home all week, and it's been tough because I was in the hospital last week. And I get out of breath easy. I had a upper endoscopy where they put a tube down and they check your vital organs through a microscope or telescope or whatever. And during the procedure, bile came up and got in my lungs, which I've asked my... When I went to the doctor yesterday, I asked him every question, but... Because they said I threw up during the procedure. I guess stuff came up. But when I throw up regularly, how come it doesn't get in my lungs? You know what I mean? So why did it get in the lungs then?
I mean, I don't know.
So I know you don't. Neither do I, because we're not doctors, but I should have asked them. Anyhow, so I get out of breath. You know, so I was doing as much as I could around here, but laying around a lot for a week. It's getting better now, but I still get out of breath. I canceled Vegas next week. I canceled Rhode Island last week. So I still... You know, this dining room had all the stuff on the table from downstairs, you know, from
what are you patting yourself on the back about?
That you walked into this dining room and it looked perfect.
Okay, well, I said thank you.
I took down the pictures that Bonnie hated.
No, Bonnie, you didn't change the way. It's not different than the way that I want it. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I took down the pictures Bonnie hated.
He's got 700 pictures with they all have this very like gold I don't know what
they're called frames.
They're like cheap ass
they're
cheap in terms of like
no they're not.
Yes, they are.
That
they're
one
like,
picture right there is a $600 picture. The big one. $600. Go on eBay. Okay, how many friends do you have go out and spend $600 on one picture? Name one.
Can you wipe your mouth before you start talking about how fucking rich you think you are?
I don't think I'm rich.
Okay, I don't know if you know anything about art, but $600 is really not a lot of money for artwork. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Are you aware of that? Like rich people, what they actually spend on art?
How many people do you know have pictures over $600?
I don't ask them how much their artwork is
worth. Well, you can look at it and go,
but I'm sure that, you know, my sister has like some expensive artwork.
Who?
Andrea. She commissioned an artist, a local artist, to do this huge thing. I bet it costs like a couple $1,000.
To do what? What do you mean commission them to do something? What, hey, draw a mural?
No, it was like 3 or 4 or 5 pictures that go in a row above her like sofa. And they're all kind of like...
That's what we have in the kitchen, but those came from Target.
No, but this is like, they're all, it's hard to explain. It looks really cool.
I'm sure it
and
does.
And I don't even think that there's frames on them. I think it's like supposed to be, maybe there is, I can't remember.
Wait, why didn't you just say she hired an artist to draw the, she commissioned him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh no, I use words that make you uncomfortable. Does the word commission, if I use a three-syllable word, do I have to say, hey, trigger warning?
No.
I'm going to be using a big word that might make you feel inferior. Oh, trigger warning, inferior.
I hate to break
the news. Is that what you need me to do every time I use a word that's correct?
Oh, commissioned an artist? Like, you act like, you know...
That's what it is.
She hired a guy to paint a couple of...
What do you think commissioned is?
Yeah, but you, no one says it that way.
Okay, well...
If you were in hanging out with friends...
Okay, not everybody's a fucking plumber, all right? Like, artists...
Oh,
like,
you're saying plumbers don't...
Okay, so we'll just say, oh, go do your little skits. Go do your skits. Well, what? That's the same... That's the same thing. It means the same thing. You don't like it, right? Oh, when it's about you, it's you have very strict personal values and rules, right? But when it's about other people, anything goes.
Anything. Anyhow.
You might have narcissistic personality disorder.
I might have that from this.
It's not. No, it's from, go back 6 years and listen to the tapes. I'm sure people are like, yes, Bonnie, we've been trying to tell you that for years.
Why 6 years? Why not 8 years?
However long we've been doing this fucking stupid shit. Sorry, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. But you're hard to do a podcast with.
So are you.
When you do podcasts with other people, you're always like, I was so funny on that podcast. I killed it on that podcast. Here's what I said on that podcast.
I never,
and then
I always
here,
go.
You're just like, we're going to have potatoes with some kind of, I don't know, what kind of milk do you put in them if you can't use real milk?
Oh, really? Is that the face I make?
Yeah.
Why you dress like Paula Poundstone?
I don't know. It's my new look now. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Got new glasses.
So Bonnie came in. The whole dining room looked perfect.
Living room,
I put a new, I don't know what you call it, shelves.
They're usually called shelves.
But yeah, these ones don't hang on the wall. It's like a shelf ladder.
Okay.
And Bonnie's always going, oh, it's too mitchy matchy. So this one doesn't match the other shelf ladder.
I don't
this
say mitchy matchy. I've never
you
said
always
that.
Say it. You always go, it's, oh, look at you, how you're dressed. You're too mitchy matchy.
I don't say mitchy matchy.
Yeah, you do. What do you say?
Matchy matchy. What's mitchy matchy? So you're too matchy matchy.
Whatever. You say I'm matchy
matchy. Oh, matchy. It's mitchy matchy.
That's what you say. I don't know. That's what people say, mitchy matchy.
No, people don't say that.
You do. So.
No.
And so the shelves I got, one is bare wood. Mm-hmm. It's a ladder shelf. And, it goes like a ladder. But
okay. Yes, shelf. People get it.
The other one is like a ladder, but it leans against a wall shelf. It's very nice. One is natural wood and one is white. I couldn't find the other one I bought, the first one. And then I got the one that's white. And she goes, well, it's not the same one. But if I got the same one, which I looked everywhere, she would go, too Mitchy Matchy.
I would never say Mitchy Matchy.
You probably would. But it looks extremely good in the living room. I took out throughout
it. I said, where'd you get it? Where'd you get it?
The Christmas tree store.
He's like top of the line. He's got $600 frames on his one of his pictures, which he believes is the high end. And then he bought a shelf from the Christmas tree store.
Well, I went to all the other places.
Well, look out, people. This guy knows how to decorate.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. All
he's
I know
gonna
is
have like a one of those decorating shops. Does your place look good? Then you let Rich Voss come in and make it look like white trash.
That's real funny because it looks
is
good.
Is your house not white trash enough? You want it to look like every room, like Roseanne Barr lived there at one point. Then here's your man.
First of all.
What is there going to be a second of all? Because I'm tired of this first of all shit. It's just it's to help you think. It's give you time to think. But you don't need time to think. Just say it. What is it?
One, it looks.
You don't have to say what.
One, it looks better. Okay, I commissioned myself to do the living room.
Yes.
Okay, I commissioned myself.
We got it. Yes, got the joke, but you said it twice. Okay.
Yes.
Two?
I got a call from me.
Why did you say one? You didn't say two.
I didn't say two. I go, let me do this in the living room because Bonnie on our one bureau took everything down off it, all the pictures and stuff of Raina, Jessica Ellen.
I was gonna put them all in the same frames and put them up. Hold on.
Of everybody's family and our family.
But they were just in mismatched.
No one puts those kind of pictures in the same frame. No one. If you walk, they're all different pictures of her mom and pa, her sister.
My mom, Raina. Pa.
Yeah. Okay. So takes them all down, and this is what's on the bureau here. Two plants and her Emmy statue. That's the only thing when you walk in the living room, it's two plants like it's the garden of Emmy. Okay? You walk in and you go, oh my God, look at that Emmy statue.
I said we could dig it down if you didn't like it.
Okay, but she took everything down, which is okay. It looks good.
I was going to put them up again.
No. There's no. Then.
It's so too cluttered.
So then I got the ladder shelf to put the pictures on. So that's one. I did the living room. It looks a lot better. It does look good. All right. And then I go, this dining room, all the stuff from the basement. How can we have a Thanksgiving dinner on our dining room table that I barely like, but I said, get it in.
Because we had stacks and stacks of records.
There was two stacks of records. One other stack of CDs. I said, you know what? No one needs to live this way, even though the basement's being remodeled by me. I went out and got this table right here.
It's not being remodeled.
It's being worked on. Either way, remodeled.
Remodeled makes it sound like you're going to do something nice down there.
I am. I'm going to fix it back to where it was.
Calm down. No one's fighting you. Calm down. I see you getting all pit-bully.
I'm not getting pit-bully. Stop it. Scratch my back.
You're the Yorkshire Terrier.
That's enough.
Terrier of comedians. Do you know that? There was a pit bull of comedy. Who was that?
What's his name? Slayton. Bobby Slayton.
You're the...
Anyhow, I said, you know, Bonnie picked out this
dining
room table. Bonnie picked out
this. You never look at me. Do you know that?
Because I'm talking to the
audience. I look at you the whole time when you're talking.
I'm talking to the audience. That's when we're on a panel, if there was a live audience, I wouldn't be like this. I'd be like that, right?
Well, every once in a while, if you're talking to you, sometimes you look at the people, then you back to the person you're talking to.
You know, I just realized everything I do is wrong. Everything. I
know. It is true. I'm not arguing that point. That is true. But I don't know what to do about it anymore. It's like I've exhausted every... You have no learning curve.
You're not a teacher.
Do you see? You said you're not a teacher, but you didn't say it to me. Say it to me, Rich.
You're not a teacher.
Okay, thank you. Do you see I'm looking at you?
Yes, I'm trying to talk to the audience.
Yeah, but you're not. You're talking to yourself because the audience is in there. You're looking down here. If you're going to talk to the audience, talk to them. But you're not. You're literally, you have narcissistic personality disorder, and you're only looking at yourself.
Not true. Not true at all.
Oh, it's not?
So.
What's true?
Can I finish?
You know, we can never know what's true or not true because we don't know what other people's consciousnesses are. I only know what my consciousness is. Like, you don't know if we have the same, like, red to you. Is this the same red as it is to me? We don't know.
We don't. I don't care.
Fair.
So, I go, this dining room table that Bonnie picked out that I didn't like, but I said, you know what, let's get it. It makes her happy. I go, it shouldn't have this stuff on it. Let me go out and get another table.
Why do you hate that table?
Well, because it's ridiculous.
What is wrong with it? It's a really nice wood. Look
at the light. I mean the chandelier I hung is perfect over that table.
Okay, so why don't you like? Thank you, Rich. Do you not get it? Do I not give?
Why don't you like that picture?
It's not on its own that I don't like it. It's just that that one in particular has such a gold frame. It's like super gold, and with all the other gold in here, it's like every wall is just filled with gold, and it's headachey to me. No. It's like I told you to put all your gold paintings on that wall because I thought it would make it like kitschy, you know, and you could be happy. But instead, what you did was you bought more, so you filled up every wall in this room with gold stuff, and it's just like people come in here, you don't notice because that's one of your good qualities that you don't seem to care what other people think. But people come in here and go, whoa.
No, they,
like
no.
Every single person is like, yikes.
That's not true.
I swear to God. It is true.
I had people go, this looks great. It looks
great. To your face, they might say that you don't read into like the
fact without, that they're like, without asking them.
They go like this. They go, yeah, looks good. No. Every person who came in here for the, when we had the barbecue.
No.
Yes.
No.
Every single one was like, oh my God. They would take me aside and be like, is he okay?
No one took you aside. He's such a liar.
Yes.
Watch the crown and look at the artwork in the crown.
It's the crown and they're real. Like, that's real. This is like, some of these frames are like that one. You can see it's like a cardboard frame that's been painted and it's coming off at the corners. No. You can see it.
That's antiquing. It's antiquing itself.
Oh my goodness.
I said, so let me.
It's like literally the that lamp is gold.
That lamp isn't gold. It's white.
The bottom of it?
That's not gold. That's bronze. I hate to break the news to you.
Okay. What about that mirror?
Mirror, the one on the wall?
Is that supposed to be comedy?
I get it.
What is that? Is that gold?
Not really. That's more of a bronze, too. That's a bronze gold. It's between.
What about this?
Gold.
Can I show people how gold it is?
No, no.
It's so beautiful. Gold. It's like...
No.
It's like... I mean, I don't know where you would put that normally. Like,
right behind us.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go buy that.
That's an antique.
I know you did buy it, but like...
I didn't buy it. That was my grandmother's.
Okay, yeah. So it's like... Okay, so you come by it honestly. You've inherited. It's like when people inherit trauma through the generations. You've inherited a love of
That gold. Picture is beautiful. That's worth like $500.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
It's worth like $500. I looked it up.
Why are you so trashy?
I'm far from
like,
trashy.
I grew up without running water. I grew up without money. But you're like,
tell.
You're
what?
But you're the you're trash. We bought. Where did we get that couch and chair set from? The one in the living room.
I don't know, one of those.
He won't go to, he won't buy furniture. Like, yes. He won't buy nice furniture.
We went, you picked out the stuff downstairs, all the couches and chairs.
Well, because you would only let me go to the discount furniture place.
No, we went to a regular place, that real place. Raymond,
listen, he doesn't know anything.
Yes, I do. Ray and Flanagan or something. Ray Moore and Flanagan. That's where we got it. That's a real furniture store, Ray Moore and Flanagan. There.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, in your mind, that's top of the line.
That it's a furniture store, Ray Moore and Flanagan.
I know, but you know that, like, there's places where you can get, like, actual nice furniture, right?
Yeah, Ray Moore and Flanagan.
Okay, so we got our, I don't know where we got that sofa, but obviously a discount.
Ray Moore and Flanagan. No, that was Ray Moore and Flanagan.
And then he made me get, what are those called? Those covers.
Yeah, no, that was for upstairs. Covers. That was for upstairs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you see how dirty those covers. If we didn't have those covers, we'd have to throw out the upstairs couch.
It's the point I'm trying to make is we're trash.
No, it's not trash to cover. The richest people on the planet cover their couches until company comes over. Yes.
Really?
You didn't know that? Yes. No, everybody. No. Oh. If they have a dog and a cat and a kid. A dog, a cat, and a kid equals covers. Everybody knows that. All right?
Oh my God.
Let me finish.
No.
I did the dining room, and I bought another table, and I went into the garage. I had to clear out a big space for the garage, throw stuff out. I threw out
what do you want at the end of this story?
I threw out my inflatable pool. I threw out my our inflatable pool because I didn't use it this year. I go, if we didn't use it this year, we probably won't lose it. Use it next year.
My argument that you're white trash is like you keep defending yourself, but then you're like, we have an inflatable pool.
No, it was a little one to cool off in the summer.
Yeah, but Raina didn't want it. And then you're like, we're getting it.
It was a little
like,
dumb one.
I want to sit in one.
It was a dumb little one. And one day I went out and sat and it was very relaxing.
I know, but the neighbor keeps asking you to go in his above ground pool and why don't you go in there?
Because I was just relaxing one day in it. And the reason I took it up, because it kills the grass under it and it gets a weird smell from the wetness under it.
Oh my God.
So I threw that. I cleared the garage, brought the stuff off of the table that Bonnie wanted into the garage. The whole dining room looked beautiful. You stand at one end of the dining room and look at the dining room, you think you're in a museum. You know, like you think it's a scene from The Crown. And that's what I'm going for. So there you have it. But I'm not going to get in a fight with Bonnie over this and that. You know, Bonnie loved this house. Get this house. Get this. This is Bonnie. Get this house. I love this house. You know, we walked in an acre of property. Basement, finished basement. I love it. Get it. We can't live in a condo anymore. Get the house. Okay, we get the house. We're here less than 2 years. Come on, let's get a bigger house. Let's get another house. And she's sending me pictures of houses that are $800,000, $700,000 house. She had one job on Netflix and all of a sudden she wants to buy up the city, which is good. You know, dream big, but be content and happy with what you have. We have a house that a million people wish they had this house, this property. You go out and buy.
I don't know. I love this house.
You have a garden the size of some people's
backyards. I love it.
I'm serious. You have a garden the size of some people's backyards. Just your garden alone. So, every day, and I look at houses, but I'm not in any way looking to move again right now. That's the last thing. But not Bonnie.
I'm just showing you nice houses.
No, you're obsessed with it. You took a virtual tour.
No, I didn't.
In the car you did, in the new car. You want to get a new car?
Oh, no, I've been taking virtual, like...
test drives.
Test drives on cars, yeah. But people already know that, because...
No one knows it.
People told me to get a Lexus.
Who told you to get a Lexus?
Two different people...
That you worked with.
DM'd me. No, after we talked about it.
So this is what I said to Bonnie. First of all, both Bonnie and I have had BMWs for up to the last cars we've had. We've had BMWs throughout. And Okay. They last forever.
Look at the people, man. If you want to talk to the people.
They last forever. But the BMW warranty went from 50,000 miles to 35,000 miles.
Who are you looking at?
I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking at everybody everywhere. 35,000. And you could do 35,000 in a year and a half. So BMWs was out. They're out. You know, gone. So I got rid of my BMW and bought a Hyundai Tucson. It pretty much has everything a BMW have except turbo. It's a decent, I like it. It's a good SUV. Bonnie's cars, it's time for a new car for Bonnie. So I said to Bonnie, this is what I said. I said, let's go to the guy, the manager that fixes our car at the car place at Mavis. We used to go to Firestone, but they all got fired. So we go to Mavis now. And the guy there is great. He's a fan
These
of ours.
These are information. This is like you're the worst at telling stories.
No, I give detail. I paint
Why,
a picture.
Why, though?
I paint a picture so
it's
the people.
It's boring. Do you think like just because you're talking, that's narcissistic personality?
No, I'm painting a picture. I'm telling
you. No, you're
them.
Like, well, okay, just what is it that you're, what is the
so
end goal?
So I said.
What's the end goal?
Murder.
I thought it was murder suicide.
No, I'm not
You're
going
to go
myself.
To jail. You'll I'm go a, to jail.
Yeah, but at least I sit, I'll have an audience.
Are you going to start a podcast in prison? How I Killed My Wife.
Like that TV show?
Murder? How to Get Away with Murder?
No, Murder in the Building.
Oh, only murders in the building.
Yeah, got a little hokey at the end.
I didn't finish.
I did.
Good for you.
Good. So I said to Bonnie, let's go to talk to the guy we know and see the best SUV for the price that looks good, that's prestigious and dependable.
Yeah.
That's all. And she goes, You know, which is a smart thing because these guys know cars.
This is a guy who wanted all Louis Vuitton luggage.
No, I didn't. I just wanted two bags. And and first of all,
listen to yourself. The computer Are you bag, insane?
The computer bag you
looked
bought
at me. Thank you.
Sorry, the computer bag. The computer bag that you got me has lasted for 12 years.
Yeah,
they make good.
Yeah.
Stuff. I didn't want it because of...
Richard, stop it. Stop
what?
It. You're insane. Please, don't gaslight the people.
Oh, look, it's such a new word, gaslight.
It's not. It's from a very, very old movie.
It's not old. It's from that MTV show.
No, that's Catfish.
Oh.
No, gaslight is from a, like, might even be Hitchcock or something. It's like from an old movie. And it's like the guy was changing, he was using the gaslight to fuck up his wife. I can't remember. I don't know.
On the stove?
I don't remember. It was like to change the lighting and make her think she was going crazy and stuff.
So that you can learn how to do that.
Take her inheritance. I don't know why. But that's where that comes from. So that's why you say, like, don't gaslight me. That means you're lying to me, making me think I'm crazy. Okay? Oh. So it's not a new word. Right. You might have just learned it. That's fair.
I didn't just learn it.
You didn't? I feel
Quit
like...
Quit talking to me like I'm a kid.
Well, sometimes...
You didn't. Like I'm a kid.
Well, you're dumb.
You're dumb. I'm very smart.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who's more street smart?
Well, I don't... Who's going to play... Who knows more about gardening? Like, what game do you want to play? Like, it's just dumb. You just pick the one thing you know something about.
I know a lot. What are you kidding about? All the stuff I fix around this house. You think
Relax.
Any of your stupid, any of your dumb ex-boyfriends could do the stuff what? I fixed around
why,
this house?
Wait, why bring them up? Like, who
Because
cares?
They're all mokes.
But why? Like, why are you in competition with them?
I'm not in competition. I'm saying you landed someone
You
fucking,
won, man. You or lost, however you want to look at it. You
won the lottery with me. I work, I know what I'm doing, I put things together, I get
everything.
Do you
think that's narcissistic personality disorder?
No, I'm telling you what I'm good at. Everything.
Oh, what do you think that is? Are you good at everything?
I'm not great at everything, but I'm pretty much good at everything.
What about Twitter?
Whew. Yeah.
You told me you don't get likes.
I don't go for likes. My fans aren't into likes.
So when, if I get likes on something, then what is that like? And you don't, then what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, because you're saying
that your fans are more into Twitter than my fan. My fans are into, hey, where's he working? What's going on?
Wow. To twist it like that is crazy.
Yeah, no, know your fan base. Okay. So,
what else? Your fans just, they like it, but in their own heads.
Oh, yeah. My fans.
So that's how you go about your business. You're like, I'm doing great on Twitter just because I don't get any likes. That doesn't
I'm
mean
not
anything.
Trying to say I'm doing great. It's not a
job.
Well,
you said you're good at everything. I'm asking.
Do I keep getting followers? Yes. Are my numbers growing? Yes. So obviously I'm doing, and I've blocked around 2,300 people. So, you know. Pretty good. Have you blocked that many people?
No, I don't block people hardly ever.
Yeah? Well, I do. I block the riffraff.
Let's ignore. You know. I do my own clicking in my own head. Ignore.
Oh, yeah. And then do you know what? You want to see something real quick? What I caught? Hold on. I'll read it to you. Watch this. See, this is how observant
What I am. Could it possibly be?
Okay, hold on. This is good. This is... Oh, God darn it.
Do you know how to use a search function?
Yeah.
Why don't you try that?
That's a good idea. Did you search? Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
There it is. There's a search. There's
But I got to find the person's name. Hold on. I'm going to read this to... Okay. There. Okay. Here's the first email from this guy. Charles, I won't say his last name. I'm a huge fan of yours.
I'm just going to do a little bit of for people. Huge.
I'm
the Eastern vernacular.
I'm a huge fan of yours. Is there any way you could send me a autographed picture, please? One. Okay, this is what's wrong with this. This is the first email. Let's read it again. I'm a huge fan of yours. Is there any way you can send me an autographed picture, please? One, if this person was a fan, they would go, hey, Voss.
Okay. Say,
9 out of 10 times. They would say, or they would put something personal. Okay. You see the guy's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that came 11/15. What's today's date? About 9 days ago. All right. Here's... cancel. Now here's the next one, and this is what really ticked me off. From the same person, right?
Yeah.
Up here. But he wrote his wife's name or some lady's name on the bottom, but it's from the... My son is autistic and loves your comedy and loves comedy. Can you give him an autographed photo, please, for his birthday coming up soon? From the same person. It's...
He wrote it and his wife was like, well, that he's not going to send the picture. Let me try.
Because the first one he would have said, my son's autistic. You know, now, mm-hmm. second
Maybe.
Of all, these people get autographed pictures and they put them on eBay.
I think that's true. Okay, want to see one?
I don't think he's legit because I would send it. And... no one does autographed pictures anymore. I would send them a free CD or whatever. You know what I mean?
This one's from this guy. Okay. Should I read this or not?
Go ahead.
It's a little negative about you. Should I read it or not?
Yeah, let's see what this fucking asshole says.
Oh my God.
That you didn't block, but go ahead.
I did. Yeah. No, I don't block people. Bonnie is the best. I won't go into that. Listening back to the older episodes where Rich is accusing her of this and that is hard to do without wanting to strangle him. It's all about his ego, and his reasoning is just dumb. As someone in the program myself, I wish he wouldn't brag so much about how much time he has, because all that prideful, egotistical shit goes against the basic principles of the 12 steps.
Oh, that's wrong right there. It gives people hope, but go ahead. He's 100% wrong.
It's about quality of sobriety, not quantity. As a lifelong addict who used to put his wife through a lot of the same shit, listening listening to Voss makes me want to be a better husband. It's true. You can't keep it unless you give it away. But nobody wants what he has.
That's not true. I help people all the time. See, that person is trying to put me down to build himself up. He only said his good qualities and what's good about him.
He said he used to put his wife through the same shit.
Yeah. But has he put his wife through a wall?
Well, I hope that's not happening.
Okay. These guys.
So you take nothing out of that?
No, because first of all, one, I've grown. I don't go after you or say this or that anymore, you know. And two.
But you admit that you used to.
A little. Mm-hmm. Two, someone who's complimenting would say to you, hey, you're great on the podcast. They don't compliment by tearing somebody else down.
Right.
So this guy has no quality. He's not a quality sobriety.
But you do like push people's buttons, like, because people are like,
it's a podcast.
Don't let him talk to you that way. Or it's like talking to a rock, or, you know, because the one thing that you don't do a lot of times is show vulnerability. So I think that's like people want to see that sometimes. They want to see you grow. They want to hear you grow.
First of all, I laugh when you put me down. I laugh at funny stuff. That shows vulnerability. All right. Instead of fighting back, laughing shows vulnerability.
Okay.
Maybe, okay, I'm going to work on your learning curve. All right.
Mine?
Yeah. Because you just said I don't show it, but I do. If I laugh at something you say that's negative towards me, and showing vulnerability. Let me get back to this fucking guy. Okay. You know, these guys that go, I don't say how much time you have in a program. I don't usually, but sometimes I do. Why? Like I said, it gives people hope. I was a full-blown drug addict, crack addict, and now I have this much time. Let's say I have no sobriety, but I just haven't picked up in 35 years. Let's just say I'm, you know, whatever, you know, I still haven't picked up a drug in 35 years, the bottom line. Second of all right, people do want what I have. I help people all the time. I send people emails. I check up on them. I talk to them.
You're very good about that stuff.
All right, so this guy is, I'm glad I don't have
his. He's just going by what he hears on the podcast.
I'm glad I don't have his sobriety, all right, pointing the finger at someone else when you're pointing three back at yourself.
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard it.
Well, there's your perfect example.
Yeah.
This is what's wrong with him. So I hope you're listening to this cunt lip.
Peter?
Peter cock eater.
Rich is more mature than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, we did 45 minutes of pure gold.
Is it?
Frames.
Was it better than doing it?
You didn't hear what I said?
Pure gold frames. Oh, nice. Sorry, I cut you off your joke.
All right, let me repeat that. We did 45 minutes.
We don't edit, but we will this time.
No editing. I did a podcast the other day, and a guy goes, oh, we'll edit this in. And who edits podcasts? So many people do that. Just fucking put up your podcast. That's what a podcast is. It's not sitting there to edit it. What the fuck?
Okay.
We've never edited a podcast.
But we're lazy.
No, it's just, it makes no
sense. It is laziness. Okay, what do you want to say?
When you go do radio, do they edit radio?
Oh, no. I mean, they do if it's a pre-tape.
Yeah, call in. That's bullshit. But when you're going into studio, they don't edit. It is it is.
Let's wrap it up. I don't know that we have a clip, but sorry.
There's a million clips.
Oh, I didn't know.
The beginning.
Whoa. Okay.
This tattoo, this big one? I would like to get it removed through laser and then put a new one.
Oh, I thought you were just going to like get your arm cut off.
Oh,
seems like the easiest solution. Why you get so mad?
It's so dumb.
Okay, but your gold frames joke was hilarious.
No, I was just calling back.
Here we go with the narcissistic personality.
It's not narcissistic personality.
Your stuff is great. Everyone else's is dumb. That's how you see the world.
Do you want me to talk about
it? Your consciousness is different than mine.
You know who you look like with your glasses? You look like Katie Hannigan's mom.
Oh, my God.
I like those glasses, but you do. It's the same. Oh, my God. That's maybe why I used to use her to open for me. She looked like you. You look exactly like her.
Oh, when my God.
Look, smile. Look in the camera and smile. She's nice. We sat with her at Cellar the other night.
Very funny.
And I like her boyfriend. He's one of my favorites. Good couple. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them good couple. Mike Vecchione and Katie
We should
Hanukkah.
Get Mike Vecchione to do our podcast, our a live podcast with Mike Vecchione. He'd be great.
As what, a marriage counselor?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to set one up with Liz. We'll do another one live. What do you think?
Sounds good.
So let's see. This weekend I'm at Tiff's, Morris Plains. Next weekend I canceled Vegas. The weekend after that, December 10th and 11th, I'll be in Houston at a club called The Riot. December 10th, 11th in Houston, The Riot.
I'm going to be doing a lot more stand-up coming up. So.
And you're good.
Thank you.
Not as me.
And so I'm going to be at the Stand a lot, but also.
Oh, yeah. Next weekend I'm at the Stand.
Are you? Maybe
because I canceled Vegas.
Oh.
So I took local spots. But Patrick gave me like 5 and 4. I said, I can't do that many. I said, take out the early spots.
And then on December 16th, I'm in, I think that Verve.
Oh, in Somerville?
In Somerville. I think that's where I am.
Verve, it's good. They got
Is it
good.
Called Verve or?
Yeah. Verve or something. Oh, I'm going to go and have dinner with you that night.
Are you?
Yeah, we'll go out on a date.
Damn it, I can't find it, but...
It's called Verve.
But that might not be the place.
In Somerville.
Oh, here it is. Thursday, December 16th, Verve in Somerville.
Yeah, it's a French restaurant downstairs. They have a good comedy room.
Maybe I'll get Katie Hannigan to open.
Oh, I just got booked. And
all right, let's wrap it up. You can talk to me later about it. All right, thanks everybody.
Wait, is that it?
We appreciate it.
December 10th and 11th.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and write something nice about us.
All right, let's wrap. We're done.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes, but more importantly, we're making a difference.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat. Stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com. Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat. Stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression.
Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.